Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, welcome to the Raptors Over Everything podcast. My name is Emmett Mann. Rate, review, subscribe wherever you listen. And on YouTube, subscribe there as well. Do so because sometimes we get to do things like this, talking to Raptors players. Christian Koloka, man, how are you?
I'm good, and you, man?
Doing well. Do you have a Raptors nickname? Like from your teammates? Have they given you anything?
No, actually, I don't think. I don't.
No?
They just call me, like, Gary call me, like, Loco. Some other people call me CeeLo, which was my nickname, or even in Arizona. So, but no, nothing particular.
When you came out of the draft, and there are a lot of people, a lot of fans, some media were saying that, you know, probably he's going to spend a season in the G League for conditioning and so forth. And then after I saw you in summer league, I was like, I don't know. This man's got something that the Raptors don't have, some shot blocking ability, something that they've been desperately needing for a long time. And I felt like I could see him, you know, doing 10, 15 minutes per game. Coming out of the draft, conversations with the Raptors, what was your takeaway? Did you get a sense that you felt like you were going to be able to be a contributing member this season?
Oh, I mean, honestly, they didn't tell me anything. They just told me, come here and be ready to walk. You know, we had a lot to do, and just be ready to give everything you have. And me, I just came in with the mindset to come here to help the team. And so for me, if happy the team was going to the G League and, you know, get better there or playing with the actual team, you know, I was just willing to do whatever the coaches want me to do. And I mean, I feel like I've been doing pretty good, you know, and I'm going to continue to work on my game because I know I still have a lot to do to give to this team.
I met you for the first time at the Hustle Play shoot when you did that with Chris Boucher, and I walked away from him like, this guy's like 22 going on 30 because of how mature you were, how humble you were. And I see you out here like every single practice. We only see a portion of it, but you're always out there with Raptors coaches, 6, 7, 10 of them, and they're all working with you on different aspects of the game. Where does that humble background come from?
Oh, it's just me being me. You know, I think my parents raised me the right way. You know, they raised me to respect people, and yeah, just being me. That's just who I am. You know, I like to respect people because I know I treat people the way I want them to treat me, basically. So and it just make me, like you said, being kind of humble.
You're always working with Jamal McGlure, Big Cat. I get the sense from him that if you are not giving 135%, he will let you know.
Yeah, definitely. That's what Big Cat is. He's always saying it's a man's game. Yeah, his voice. He's always saying it's a man's game. So every day we come in, you know, we got to put in, and he's gonna tell me, like, even during the game when I go, like yesterday I went for a layup, I got blocked, and he told me, like, you gotta go strong, you gotta go with your elbows, and he always keeping 100% with you, and that's something I really like about him for sure.
You mentioned getting blocked yesterday, but there has been progression from your standpoint, your footwork leading into receiving the ball. And even there was that play against the Clippers. Scottie Barnes gives it to you in transition, and you did like a pivot, and then you did a two-step right to the basket. I'm just like, man, this guy is a seven-footer doing this. How has that maturation gone, going from, you know, just getting up to speed from the NBA level and being able to finish around the rim?
I feel like it's just being more comfortable. I always had that in my game, you know, just being able to take those couple of steps and being at the rim. But for me, just being more comfortable and knowing what to do when you have the ball, and don't be scared. Don't be scared when you have the ball. You know, be willing to do to try new things. Not try new things eventually, but just don't be scared to make moves, basically. Don't be scared. And I think that right now I'm playing kind of a little more free with more freedom, because I feel like, you know, at the beginning of the year, you know, it was my first year, I'm a rookie. It's still my first year, I'm still a rookie. But now I got a lot of games under my belt. So when I'm out there, I kind of know when to speed up, when to slow down. And I feel like it really helped me.
And you're making some nice passes these past few games, too. You had a touch pass to Pascal. You found Gary last night as a cutter. But that has been part of your game going back to your Arizona days. That was part of your role, is to be that kind of player?
Oh, I mean, yeah. Last year, Arizona, we have the way we play the big game, the big guys, they always have to the ball in their hands. So you have to make to be able to make a decision with the ball in your hands. That's something I really did a lot last year. We did a lot of high low actions, and you know that's something I'm just comfortable when I have the ball in my hands. Sometimes I just know, you know, if nobody is open, I'm just gonna get go get the next man, go to the next action, or knowing what side to go. Going to run a pick and roll. If it's Freddy, if it's Pascal, knowing what they like when it's Freddy, I know he probably this type of screen. When it's Pascal, I know he like this type of screen. So it's just being able to make those type of reads.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Am I seeing a Chris Boucher-esque sprint to the table when you check in?
Me?
I saw it a little bit last night.
I don't know.
Night,
maybe I did it. I don't know.
It's like a little
maybe.
Hop step now.
I don't know. Maybe. No, but Chris is unique, man. He be sprinting.
Yeah. You got hit in the face yesterday, unfortunately. Yeah. I think you had a bloody nose, right? Could we see the return of goggles anytime soon?
No, we never going to see that.
No?
It's
Kareem,
over.
Horace Grant, some legends have done it, no?
It's over. I'm not bringing the goggles back.
How'd you fix it? Like, do you don't need them anymore or what?
I got contacts. I wear contacts now, so...
Okay.
Yeah, it's better. The goggles is like, sometimes you hide your
cut your ears, right?
You can't,
cut around here?
Yeah, every time I get hit when I got the goggles, I have always got like blood in my nose and stuff. So, I'm good. I'm done with that.
When it comes to drop coverage and playing that cat and mouse game with the ball handler and the big, what's been the progression from your standpoint in terms of just like keeping up to the pace of the play? Because you mentioned on Hustle Play, you're like, I didn't realize like that these offenses are so good. And it seems like sometimes when you're watching on TV that guys aren't playing defense. No, but they are. They're just that good. How has that maturation gone?
Man, the NBA game is so fast. It's so fast. If sometimes when you think you're doing something right, you might, as soon as you make a little mistake, you get punished. You get punished. And for me, just being out there, like we always say, no roller behind. You know, when your man set the screen, you always got to be at the level of the screen and at the level of your man. So as soon as your man is behind you, you know you're done. So you just got to make sure your man is don't get behind you. And for me, it took some time, but I feel like right now I'm doing a really good job. The last couple of games, I did a really good job defensively on the pick and roll action. And I feel like you just get more comfortable with time on that.
I don't know if you actually know this, but a stat from...
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Kirtika on Twitter. The Raptors are outscoring their opponent by 109 points, a season high on the team, when you're on the floor.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So, of course, you keep me on the call. The
exactly. Well, you're earning your way. I also want to ask you about your three-point shooting, because going back to the draft, I spoke to a fella named Rafael Barlow who spoke to you around the combine time, and you were saying that, you know, I'm shooting threes every single day. I'm working on this. When the Raptors brought you in, they said, yeah, we think he's going to be shooting ability. Gary Trent Jr. mentioned he did not hesitate passing you the ball when you made that big shot against Phoenix. So tell me, if I pass you the ball 100 times around the court, corner, 45-45, above the break, 100 catch and shoot threes, 20 each spot, how many would you guesstimate you would make?
Oh, I don't know, but I know for sure I would be over 50% for sure.
Over 50%?
I know I'm going to be over 50%. Every time I practice my three-point shot, you know, I feel like I can shoot the basketball. I just feel like this team, that's not what this team needs for me. So I'm never going to force a shot. You know, if I'm open, I'm going to shoot it. And my a few couple of or 3 years in with the Raptors, you know, I wasn't really confident shooting them. You know, I was kind of scared. I was hesitating if I have to, should I shoot it? Should I not shoot it? But I feel like right now, I mean, if I'm open, I'm going to take it more, you know, with more confidence. And I know the coach is not going to get mad at me because, like I said, I'm always in the gym working on my shots, you know, after practice. And I feel like I have a pretty good shot.
Is that something that could be worked into the offense? Because usually you're a roller, and that's a good idea because of your leaping ability. Playing above the rim, like the Raptors need that aspect. That's why, again, I thought that you could be playing, doing what you're doing exactly right now, going into the season. But do you imagine that there could be a situation, at least like this season, where you could be, you know, asked to be like in that corner and spacing the floor?
Coach, I think coach already did it a couple of times this year, even though maybe the play wasn't to pass me the ball, but most of the time when I go stand in the corner, the guy who's guarding me, he literally stay in the paint, so he's not guarding me. So I feel like sometime, maybe, I don't know, it depends. That's a question to ask coach, but I'm always going to be ready to shoot it. I'm always going to be ready to shoot it. And I feel like in the future, that's something I'm really going to continue to add on my game, you know, being that pick and pop guy, you know. Right now I'm rolling on every screen because, you know, I want to be that lob threat to put that pressure on the rim. And but I feel like in the future, you know, the way the game is going, you know, you got to be able to shoot the ball, and that's why I continue to work on my shot.
It kills me that you had a bigger reaction to the foul call when Damian Lillard tried to dunk on you. Actually, he dunked on a player last night. Very similar play. But with you, he got blocked. But you had a big reaction to that than Caleb Martin spearing you. That's crazy to me.
I mean, because I kind of, as soon as he cross screen, I be watching them for like the last, I don't know, 8 years.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites.
So I know he loved to do that move and just go dunk it. So as soon as I saw him, he cross screen and he was going that way, I just let him. I was just trying to meet him at the rim, and when I got the ball and he called a foul, I just got so mad, and they gave me a tech. They almost ejected me, to be honest, because they gave me a tech, and he was about to eject me, and I came down and I looked at the screen and I saw that wasn't a foul, and I went mad. I got mad again. Yeah. So I mean, the other one, I mean, it was just whatever, you know, it was just whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know what was going on at that time.
We can just pass that one. But I mean, it is crazy to me still that, I mean, I guess it is just kind of the ropes in the NBA that you just have to be called for fouls when you're a rookie. Anyways, call the game as it is. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, that's what I said after that. Like, it's whatever they call now. I keep losing my money, giving money back to the NBA too.
I mean, the NBA is very profitable. Like, they're doing just fine. Final two questions for you. Who's the most random celebrity to send you a message, congratulations on maybe your first game, your first three, but who is someone you're just like, wow, I can't believe they got my phone number?
I don't know. I mean, that's not random, but I know when I got drafted, you know, Scottie Pippen, congratulations.
Nice.
So, and Kenyon Martin too, he told me congratulations. But I don't know, I kind of knew them already, but they're celebrities. So
they're celebrities. I would say that they are actually kind of random.
I mean, if you want to say that.
In a good way.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's just like, oh, I can't believe they reached out to you. Yeah. Scottie Pippen, Kenyon Martin, that's dope.
Yeah.
I saw you talking to Steven Adams a lot on the court when you guys played together. And it wasn't like a trash talking thing. It was like you guys were having a connection in some capacity. What was the conversations about?
He's one of the nicest guys in the league. I mean, I didn't know him before that. You know, when you look at him, like, he looked like, you know, a strong guy, really strong and all that. But during the whole game, he was talking to me. Like, he asked me if I was a rookie, and I said, yeah. And you know, every time he was doing like a move, like on offensive rebound or defensive rebound, and he was telling me, like, you see what I just did? Like, that's how you're supposed to do it. That's how you're supposed to do this. Like, when I was trying to box him out sometimes, I was using my hand. He was like, "Yeah, you gotta use your hand." But after you feel like you already boxed me out, you gotta put your hands up and trying to get the ball. And he was just giving me those little tips, like, that makes him such a good rebounder. And I really appreciate it.
Final question for you, and thank you so much for giving me your time. Finish the sentence. 10 years from now, African basketball will.
Ten years from now, African basketball will emerge. African basketball is coming up. It's coming up. We see there's a lot of African players in the NBA right now, and not just African, not just players, but they love. Like, this year, we're gonna have probably another couple of All Stars being African, Pascal being one. You know, some other guys. I feel like Africa in the future, for sure.
And future Defensive Player of the Year in Christian Koloko. I'm saying it right now. I think it's possible. I can see it. I see the vision.
It's coming.
Yeah, it is. Thank you, man. Much appreciated.
Appreciate you.
We'll see you.
Yes,
sir.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.